Let me speak to Kitty Piper. Kitty, good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Frank.
Kitty, I can't think of a nicer woman to talk to of a morning when we're talking about the secret of happiness. I was remarking there on the classified ads in the paper and people most likely searching for love. However, you do have to read between the lines. Sometimes, let's be straight about this, in the personal ads, you could end up having to hire the girl as much as date her, because some of them secretively put in little ads there, and when you'd go round to her house, she would have a price list. You have to be careful, don't you?
Well, that's quite deceiving, absolutely, yeah. And if you're looking for love to be your secret for happiness, then maybe you wouldn't quite find it there, I think.
So you wouldn't recommend the personal ads?
No. Do you know what? For me, I have spent a long time trying to find happiness, and actually I believe that happiness depends, the happiness in your life depends on the quality of your own thoughts. So we are very much in control of, you know, how positive or negative our life truly is.
Well, you're a shining example of positivity, girl. There'll be some people maybe listening to the programme who aren't fully aware of the background to the life that you've been through. Kitty, I simply don't know how you coped. I saw it on the news. I felt for you. I couldn't believe the way you were attacked. And for you to have bounced back to become the TV presenter, the role model that you now actually are, I think seriously, I don't want to sound patronising here, seriously deserves applause. Just remind some people of what you went through, Kitty.
In March 2008, unfortunately, I was attacked by a former boyfriend. I was raped and had acid thrown in my face. And the story has been documented quite widely. And I suppose now that I'm sort of a long way into my recovery, something I've become passionate about is sharing how I use the power of positive thinking to make my mental and physical recovery. And I think that's what interested me the most about the survey that's come from Post-it Note, saying that the secret to happiness, well, actually, they say the secret to happiness in Northern Ireland, the ideal salary is $73,000 a year. Working 32 hours a week would make people happy, and having two children would be the ideal number for happiness.
The only happy people in Northern Ireland are MPs with two children.
Well, they got part of that right, the two children. But I suppose to me, you know, in regards to what happened to me, I think it is great to have a life plan, but we do need to ensure that we shouldn't get disheartened if things don't go to plan. I think we should just be prepared to modify them and continue to keep them at the forefront of our mind, whatever life throws up. And, you know, it might be a different path and we might face challenges, but if we keep those goals, you know, at the forefront of our mind. So for me, in my recovery, it was hard to stay positive. So I would write on Post-it notes and stick them all around the house, positive thoughts, quotes, personal goals, my medical recovery. You know, I wanted to make it happen for me, and actually having them physically written out in front of me was a way to sort of express myself and actually get things done.
How did you do it, Kitty? Because I'm listening to what you're saying, and a lot of, if it was coming from someone else, a lot of it would just sound like life coaching, whereas it's coming from you, who've lived the life, walked the walk, talked the talk, all of those cliches. You've done it all, and I just can't even begin to visualise whether it's the violation of your body or indeed the disfiguring of your face, what you went through. And then for you to be able to rebuild your life, your confidence, and the magic of plastic surgery with regards to recreating your former beauty in your face. That was a long road. How did you, at the darkest points, manage to travel that road?
I think for me, and it was actually recommended to me by my psychologist, a huge thing for me was writing things down. Not even necessarily dreams and goals, but actually small steps that I wanted to take, achievable goals. You know, I believe that anything really is possible, and sometimes circumstances that we can't help happen in our life, and they're not our choice, but what we do with it afterwards is our choice. It doesn't have to define us. We don't have to do everything in one huge step. I think this is why it's so important for me to share that actually, if we're constantly reminded of things and use this powerful tool of visualization, we can really make things happen. I have a little note that I've written on a Post-it note that I always keep in my handbag whenever I go to sort of red carpet events. Sometimes I feel a bit out of my depth and a bit nervous. And when I open up my bag, I see that note and it says, inhale confidence, exhale doubt.
Inhale confidence, exhale doubt. I like that, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I think there's so many things.
See, that'd be good for anyone. That's good for a guy who's taking a penalty in a big match. That's good for a TV presenter walking out in front of a camera. You know, it's good for a teacher who's facing a difficult class. Anyone who's doing something on a public platform. And maybe that's the way I'm thinking because I work in the public arena. But if you're facing a challenge, this idea of exhaling doubt and inhaling confidence, that just goes back to, you know, stick out your chest to fill your lungs and take on the world, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, writing down positive thoughts and goals and placing them in everyday eyesight really just genuinely keep them at the forefront of your mind. Like, some of it may feel obvious and you may feel that you already know this, but actually seeing it reminds you. For me, there's one that I have just above my mirror where I do my hair every morning, and it says, "I'm not the best, but I'm trying my best."
I like this. And the idea, and you can do it, as you say, with a little post-it. You just scribble it down. That's what you've been doing. It has helped to build your personal confidence. Are there some days when you think it's difficult?
Yeah, there is. And sometimes, you know, you sort of try and talk the talk, but you can't really walk the walk. But actually, that's another thing. The more you visualize it, the more you write it down, you make it happen for you. And I think that's what's great about writing on the post-it, is you can actually get things done and you can express yourself. And even if you don't really believe it, even in sort of less serious ways, like I'm supposed to get married this year, I'm really trying to lose weight. So I'm writing little things for myself, like on the bathroom mirror, 100 squats today, no excuses. So I'll go in and clean my teeth and think, yeah, I've got to do this, and I'll do my squats while I'm cleaning my teeth. Or I'll put a little one on the fridge that says, £5, this is possible. And it sounds silly, but it's just checking in with yourself, saying, right, these are the promises I've made to me, and I'm going to do them because it's my choice. Everything in my life is my choice, and I can make it happen for me.
Well, I tell you, I'm looking at pictures here. I don't know why you're doing squats to try to lose weight, girl. You don't want to, don't do too many of those. One more serious question. It's probably a serious one, as I've asked you. Have you come to terms in your head with the, and there were two people involved in your attack, with the people who attacked you? Have you been able to put them out of your mind? Have you been able to forgive them? Do you hate them? Where are they in your life?
I don't carry any hate for anybody because I think that's the most destructive emotion to carry. So I suppose my recovery has, you know, time has been a great healer. And I suppose, you know, this survey is the secret to happiness, I suppose. I've come to a place where I can honestly say I am happy within my life, and I'm not angry. But again, I think a lot of the writing and the journals and the things that I did was quite cathartic, and it got rid of that anger and gave me closure. For me, I would say, you know, a message to anybody, you don't have to be burnt or been attacked to relate to this. I would say never give up, because there is no such thing as an ending. It's just a new beginning.
Kitty, I love the sound of what you're saying, girl. And as I say, people will listen to you as opposed to other famous people giving advice because you have been through the experiences that you've been through. Continued success, and lovely speaking to you, Kitty.
Thank you. And I'd just like to say to anyone listening today, if anything stood out to you, don't just remember the interview, write it down and stick it on your fridge. And if you want any more information, go to makeithappen.postit.co.uk.
Lovely stuff. Thanks for your time, girl.
Thank you.
That's the author and TV presenter, Kitty Piper. Right, it's 19 minutes to 11. This is U105. What makes you happy? What is it? Do you have a story to tell us about some moment apart from your son or daughter being born? Because we've about 2,000 of those here in text. But something is just, you know, something that occurred that made you happy and you went, yes. Love to hear from you. Positivity on the show. 90-333-105.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.